Judo talk, talk, 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 judo talk, talk.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's podcast. In this podcast, we're going to talk about the one thing, the number one thing that I believe holds judo clubs back from growing, and then stifles their growth in the long term. And this is quite a big one. And before I get into that, there's a couple of things I just wanted to mention. So I'm actually really pleased I'm managing to record this today. I didn't think I'd get one in this week. This is Friday the 13th, so if you're listening to it today, I have literally just recorded it and published it. So thanks for jumping on and listening. Really, really busy week for me. We had our guys in for Dojo Launchpad, the Mastermind group, and actually this is where this podcast has come from one of the conversations within the group. So I'll bring that up in a minute. So we had a really great day on that. We talked about a lot about marketing, about growth goals and things. It was a really good day. So that was pretty full on. And then on Thursday, I was away out of the office for the whole day, actually on a coaching mentoring day where I was being coached, which actually for me is like one of the highlights of my week, like going and spending some time working on myself, working on the business. I'm sure I've said this in podcasts before, like from the age of 5, I started judo and I've always had a coach to help me improve getting better at judo. And for me, it just seems like a natural transition in. I want to do a really good job within my judo club. I want to be able to run a really successful business. I want to be able to lead teams better. I want to be able to present better. So the obvious thing for me is to get a coach, and Sam, my wife and I get coached every month in a group, which is great, to be in a different room of people as well. They all have many different backgrounds, but we also have a business coach that we speak to every week and talk, just go through that process of what's working, what do we need to look at, how are you dealing with things. And yeah, it's just really, really interesting. So anyway, I'm waffling a little bit. But yeah, been a crazy week, but I thought I've got to get on and do something. And my laptop's actually done something really funny. So I'm recording this on my earpods, but for some reason it's connecting to my phone for the microphone. So I'm having to hold my phone close to my face. I've got my earpods on, and yeah, it's all just a little bit strange. I've also tried recording this once before, and I've had text messages going off and FaceTimes and all sorts. So I've put everything into focus mode so I can focus on the podcast and focus on you guys and delivering, hopefully, some insightful information. But before I do, I wanted to say that Sam and I, we've teamed up with British Judo through the Dojo Launchpad. And what we've done is we've created a webinar series for British Judo coaches. There's going to be 3 webinars in November. And the aim for those webinars are to help clubs, coaches build up and understand some of the things that go behind building their membership. So the first one we're going to be doing on vision, mission and values and how that relates to separating yourselves from other clubs, not judo clubs necessarily, but other sports clubs, how to separate you from everybody else, but also to inspire your team and develop your club. The second one is more on marketing, the different ways to market, things to do, things not to do, some basic tips that are going to really, really help you with a plan on how to market your judo club. And then the third one will be on strategies of how to plan for growth. So it's all right, we have lots of people who say we want to grow by X amount of members, but what's the strategy in place? Where's the space within your club? And so on and so on. Now, these webinars are standalone webinars. You can turn up to one, you can turn up to all 3. You'll get great value if you come to an individual one, but obviously if you can come to all 3, it will be awesome. They are limiting, the spaces are limited to 50 coaches, 50 spaces on there. So if you're interested in those, make sure you get it signed up. What I'll make sure All the links to that, they'll be on my socials. I'll see if I can actually put a link within the description of this podcast. I've never done that before, so I'll see if that's possible. If it is, there'll be a link somewhere in the description that you can click on to book on. It is limited to British judo coaches. So unfortunately, if you're listening from anywhere else in the world, unfortunately that you can't attend those live. But my aim is to film it and make it available at a later date. So hopefully once that's happened, I'll be able to tell you all, and you'll be able to visit those. So some great stuff coming up. We're also hoping to open up a special day within Dojo Launchpad to help coaches alongside our continual mastermind programs, which is all great. So getting into the podcast, the number one thing holding clubs back, held us back, possibly still is, but we're working on how we fix that. And really simply, actually, let's give you a little bit of context to the conversation actually before I go into it. We were discussing about our months. So on Tuesday on our mastermind program, we were discussing actually for a club, we were struggling for September and October. We always have good sign up months. We had in September we signed up, I think it was like 25, I think it was 25 people we had signed up. We'd also signed up another 20 onto our women's course, which is the first time we'd ever launched it. We were really pleased with that. So, but within the women's course, so they were signing up for a 4-week course. They hadn't signed up to a monthly ongoing direct debit, and which they're all going through now. But we had also had a really tough month with our attrition. We had lots of people leaving. I say lots of people. Our attrition sat at 4% for September. So, but us, that was quite high. And there was lots of different reasons. People were moving. They had a change of school schedules. Lots of different reasons. And one of the people on the course, they in the mastermind program, they said, "Well, why is that? Why have you had a month that isn't as good as you'd hoped?" And the first thing I said was a great question. It's really, really important. The way we operate in the mastermind groups is that we're really open and transparent. We share our numbers, we talk about it. And when I said to them, the number one reason why we're struggling is for far too long, we were far too cheap. And this sounds a little bit crazy, but I'm going to go in and explain. So when we came out of COVID, we focused on our growth. We wanted to grow our membership, and we did that. And very quickly, we had got to 500 members. A club with 500 members has considerably a lot more challenges than a club with 50 members, obviously. So there's more classes, there's more people to communicate with. Running a grading for 500 people takes a lot more admin. Just the general landscape of what needs to happen within the club is obviously 10 times more. So what we found was a club where Sam and I started, we started it and we were able to run it ourselves. I was doing the coaching and then we were both doing the admin side, Sam more so than me, obviously. All of a sudden, it was too big. We couldn't manage the volume of day-to-day activities. So we then had to start to look at employing people. So we employed our first person, which was somebody who was in charge of our membership. So dealing with our members, talking to them, making sure they understood what was going on, what was coming up, where they needed to be. And very quickly, we realized that actually there wasn't actually that much income coming in to be able to afford to pay for things. Silly things like understanding that once you go over the £85,000 threshold, you're then paying VAT as a limited company. Well, there's 20% of your margin gone straight away. You then also got things like your rent on your dojo, you then have business rates, you so very quickly the costs start adding up. And like every judo club, when we started, we believed that being really cheap was important for more people to be able to do it. But actually, it doesn't help. The price doesn't help. if it's cheaper, because essentially you grow the club, but you're not able to offer a service that is I'm struggling to think of the right word. The service just isn't good enough. So actually, by being too cheap, you're unable to reply to the messages, your standards start to drop, the venue's not as good. So you have to think about that future growth. What's it look like? How many people in your team are you going to have to employ? So if we take September for an example, we managed to, I off the top of my head, I think we generated about 150 leads. So we generated 150 people that said they're interested in our classes. Can we have a bit more information? Brilliant. We would all love that. But actually, what if you don't have somebody who's able to get on the phones and then call those people and follow up with those people and get them booked in for their trials and, making sure they know where to be and what, you're then not able to service that. You're not able to speak to them. You're not able to get them in. And however much money you've spent on your marketing, you've essentially just thrown it away because you're unable to get them on the mats and start showing them the benefits of what your classes can do, how they can help you. So our biggest reason for not signing up more people was actually we weren't doing a good enough job on following up. So we had created a load of interest and then we didn't do a good enough job of following up. So essentially at that point, we have 150 people, but we haven't got enough people coming onto the sessions. So as I said at the beginning, though, we still signed up 25 people, so we still got some people there. And we know if somebody comes for a trial, roughly 70 to 75% of people will say yes. So 3/4 of people will want to join our club. So imagine if we had got 3/4 of that 150 actually onto the classes. Well, let's do a third because 2/3, sorry, because it's easier for me to work out in my head. So that's 100 people. And then if 2/3 of those then decided to sign up, that's 66 people. So very quickly we understand that we need to employ somebody to be able to be on the phones because between running the club, teaching the classes, and obviously running Dojo Launchpad Mastermind Group, we very quickly realized we can't do all of that work. And if we're unable to afford somebody to do that, then that's lots of people we can't help, lots of people that we can't get on the mats and teach judo to. So I want you to think about how, if you were to grow, if you were to say overnight we had a magic wand and we can say, right, we can 10x your membership. So if you've got 50 members, you're going to have 500 members. If you've got 200 members, you're going to have 2,000 members. What would that look like? Would you be able, with your current pricing structure, to afford the growth that goes into it? To be able to get the new people, I've not even addressed the fact that you need more coaches, so you need to employ somebody to be able to do the coaching on the mats, the actual delivery of the classes. What would that look like? How would you be able to do that? What pricing do you think you would need to be able to service 10x of your membership, so 10 times more than what you currently got, because that's where you need to start with. When we start, so when people enroll on Dojo Launchpad, the first thing we do is have a one-to-one Launchpad meeting, and generally our first conversation is around how much do you charge, how much do you feel comfortable charging, and how can we increase that? Because it's not about trying to rip people off, it's just about trying to ensure that you're able to offer the best service possible. And if you don't have enough reserves, if you can't employ people, if you can't do that, your club will never ever grow and you'll never ever be able to do the job that you know you want to do and your members deserve. So a little bit of a strange one today, and I'd be really interested to hear your thoughts because I know when it comes to pricing in judo, there's people with really strong opinions on value and how much you should charge. And I think the most important word is value. How much value can you provide to your members? And I don't think cost, I don't think how much somebody pays is a direct reflection on value. I believe if you are too cheap, actually, you're then inhibiting the value you'll be able to provide long term. And that's, I'm sure I've spoken about it before, and possibly something we can go into at a later date. But yeah, what are your thoughts on pricing? Have you thought about what does your club actually look like? 10 times bigger, 20 times bigger, because the actual running of the business of the club, it will be affected if you haven't priced it appropriately. And this is one of the biggest mindsets that you have to change and have to think about for your growth and your development within the club. And it is hard. It took us a long time. We were laughing actually where we were this time last year, in a whole year, how much we've grown and changed, and it all comes from a position of wanting to do a better job for our members, wanting to do a better job to fulfill our vision, you know, our vision of 1,000 members, having one of the best facilities in the country. Like, we've got lots of ideas, lots of things that we want to do, but we can only fulfill it if we're able to afford it, if we're able to get the right people in on the job and progress it through. So yeah, I want to leave that with you. And I said, I'm pleased I managed to get some account today. Hopefully you guys enjoy the podcast. If you're around the British Miners or the British Masters this weekend in London, it'd be great to see you. I'll be there all weekend. But yeah, have a great weekend, and I'll speak to you all soon.
Judo talk, talk, judo talk.